Home and Away by Dawn Pavitt and Terry Whale.
Hello, hello. Sitting here in the dark. Let's shed a bit of light on the subject. That's better.
I noticed. I was thinking.
Oh. Well, it's better indoors than out. Proper nip in the air.
I hate the winters. Treacherous they are.
Well, we're all right. It's nice and warm in here.
Nasty draught comes through that door.
He's there? I hadn't noticed.
Oh, you wouldn't, would you? I mean, you don't sit here, do you? You sit on the other side, and that's all right. But if you was to sit here, you'd notice it.
You should have sat the other side.
Well...
Yeah, well, we don't want you getting arthritic or anything.
I've always sat this side of a fire. It's what I'm used to. But my Ruby's always had my chair this side of a fire. Got into the habit.
Yeah, well, it's funny, that, about the draft. All these years I've been here, I never knew. We'll have to see if we can do something about it. I'll have a look at it this evening, see if I can't fix it. Well, it should be easy enough, eh? With a newspaper, of course. Fold it in a strip and fix it somehow in the gap. Well, we could use this one when we're done with it. Do you want to have a look at it while I get the tea ready?
Can't see to read it.
No, but the headlines. I thought, well, you know, you can make out the headlines.
No use in reading the headlines if you can't read the other.
No. Well, I'll read it to you later, shall I?
If you like.
After we've had our tea.
Yeah, if you like.
Here. You, know what I got for our tea, Fred?
No.
Something you like.
Oh?
Yes, a nice bit of haddock. Well, you said as how you was partial to a nice bit of haddock, didn't you? A nice knob of butter on it. How does that sound?
Very nice.
I thought that'd cheer you up. Well, it won't get cooked while
I stand thing about
on.
Ruby. She knew how I liked a bit of haddock, but she wouldn't do it for me. Makes too much smell, Dad, she said. Didn't say that about kippers. She cooked them often enough. That's because Sid liked kippers. She knew I could never get on with a kipper. All them fiddling little bones. She didn't care. She's got no thought for anyone else. Oh, I told her. You're selfish, Ruby, I said. Thoroughly selfish. That's what's the matter with you, my girl.
Oh, you don't want to worry about that, Fred. Now, let's see. I like a bit of haddock, too.
Nobody can tell me that haddock smells stronger than kipper.
Another thing I like is soft rose on a bit of toast. Here, we could have some one evening if you'd fancy it. Would you?
What?
Rose. Soft rose for a bit of a change. How does that strike you?
If you like.
Well, only if you'd fancy it.
If you like.
Oh. That's what I call really tasty, eh, Fred?
Very nice.
Now, why don't you fill your pipe and have a bit of a rest while I clear away? Then, if you feel disposed, perhaps we could have a game of chess, eh?
Whatever you say, Albert. Oh, did you get me Becky while he was out?
Didn't I give it you? Oh, my memory. Well, yes. Now, where is it now? Here it is. Put it in my pocket. Knew I got it, because I got the paper at the same time. Here we are.
Much obliged.
This is the life, eh?
What?
Well, I expect it seems silly to you, but I can't get over it.
What?
But the way everything's turned out. Oh, life's a funny business, isn't it? I mean, all these years I lived here on my own. I was quite happy, I thought. But now I realise what I was missing.
Oh?
Yes. There's nothing like a bit of company to cheer you up, I reckon. Why, since you come to live here, that's given me a new lease of life.
Yeah, Ruby didn't like company. Company, she said. What with you and three kids under me feet all day, I've got a belly full of company. Yeah, typical. That's your trouble, my girl. I said you're unsociable. That's what you are. Myself, I like a bit of company. But not her. Or him, for that matter. That Sid. Never did like him. I warned her.
Yes, Fred. You've told me.
Oh, right at the beginning, I told her. He's no good, Ruby, I said. But would she listen? Not Miss I and Mighty. You don't know anything, Dad, she said.
You shouldn't worry about her so much, Fred.
Huh? Oh, I don't. Oh, don't catch me worrying about her. Good riddance, that's what I say.
That's the ticket.
Yeah, best thing I ever did when I packed me bags and cleared out of there.
Well, if you hadn't, we wouldn't have met, would we? And I'd still be living here on my own. Well, that's what I mean. Life's a funny business, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Bet she wonders where I got to now.
Yeah. Perhaps you should have notified her, Fred.
What? Oh, not me. When I left that house, I wiped her out of me mind. She's no daughter of mine anymore.
Yeah, but perhaps you should have just let her know you was all right.
That lot she cares. Anyways, do her good to worry.
If you say so, Fred, she's your daughter.
Not anymore, she's not. She don't mean anything to me.
There, that's all done. Do you fancy a little game of chess now?
Whatever you say, Albert.
Well, I like a game of chess.
I used to.
Oh, I know, you told me. Well, it's what you call a mutual interest.
I tried to interest that Sid in it. You see, I did me best to get on with him. But he hadn't got the patience. He was all for the poker. Poker or watching the television.
I beg your pardon?
That's all he was interested in. Poker or watching the television. Oh. When he wasn't snoring his head off. Oh, I never heard anyone snore like him. You couldn't hold a conversation with him.
Oh, I'm very fond of a bit of conversation.
So am I.
What's happening in the world and that?
No, but not him, though.
Politics.
Mention politics and he'd fly off the handle.
Cricket
was so, he said.
Shall I get out the board, then?
Eh?
For a game.
If you like.
Well, only if you want to.
I don't mind.
Unless you'd rather leave it till another night.
If you say so, Albert.
Perhaps you'd rather I read out the paper to you?
Oh, yes, that'd be nice.
I just had a thought, Fred. Do you know if it hadn't been for a newspaper, we wouldn't have met?
How'd you make that out?
Well, if I hadn't have been in the reading room of the library that morning, and if you hadn't asked me to read out the accommodation vacant in the local paper, we wouldn't have got to talking, would we?
Suppose not.
And if we hadn't got to talking, I wouldn't have got to know as you were looking for somewhere to stay, would I?
Suppose not.
See? They call it one of the miracles of modern communication.
What?
Newspapers. That's what they call it. Well, like the wireless and the telly. Well, they don't mean it like that, but that's what it amounts to, isn't it? Like, you and me wouldn't have communicated with each other if it hadn't been for a newspaper. Oh, it makes you think, doesn't it?
Come in.
Evening, Mrs. B.
Oh, hello, Albert.
I brought our rent.
Oh, Tom. Like a cup of tea, would you?
Thanks very much, but I won't. Not just now. I want to go upstairs and see that Fred's all right.
Settling in, is he?
Oh, yes. Well, he is and he isn't.
Oh?
Well, you see, it's his daughter, Ruby. He don't say much, but I can tell.
Oh.
He worries. Of course, he wouldn't let on, but I can sense it, if you get my meaning. She treated him very bad, and it's always at the back of his mind.
Oh, perhaps he'll get over it.
Oh, I hope so, Mrs. Parker. I hope so. Fred, I got us a bottle of stout.
Did you?
Yes, why not lash out, I thought. You know, there's something what they say about two living as cheap as one. Of course, if Mrs. P had chose to double the rent, I suppose that would have made a difference. But as it is, with her only charging the extra few shillings, well, I reckon we're laughing.
That Ruby was a mercenary.
In a week or two, I reckon we could get you a new pair of boots.
You should have heard her. She'd have had every penny of me pension if she could. She'd have had me give up me baccy. Did you know that? Of course, she didn't let on it was because of the money. Oh, no, not her. She was too sly for that. Reckoned it was the pollution. All that nicotine, she said, poisoning the oxygen. Reckoned it made the children sick. Huh. Weren't a pipe smoke. That would have sweet she let them stuff themselves with.
Well, you're shot at the lot of them now, Fred. Now, here. Cheers.
Best day's work ever did when I left that house.
Yeah.
Ruby.
You don't ever think... ever think of going back there, do you?
What? Go back there? Well, what do you take me for? I'm well out of it.
Well, that's what I think, but sometimes I get the sort of feeling that...
Eh?
Well, I don't know why, but I get this feeling that you've got regrets.
Do you? Well, I haven't.
That's good. Shall I read you the paper?
If you like.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear, that's nasty.
What?
It says there's whole families in the north cut off from all facilities due to being snowed up. They're having to send in helicopters with necessities. Oh, I wouldn't fancy being stuck up there, would you?
It's not a matter of having regrets. Not what you call regrets.
Well, Fred, how about the letters from readers? Shall I read you them? They can be very interesting.
More a sort of nagging thing.
Your sport, how about the sports
it's
page?
It's that rude.
The amusement guide. How about that? Well, one day we could go to the pictures. Special matinees they have.
Don't know what it was. Well,
that's about all, then. Apart from the adverts.
I think what it boils down to is not being sure.
Situation's vacant. Accommodation, that's...
You see, it was her, Albert. She drove me to it. Now, if I'd known she was sorry for what she's done, or glad even, I wouldn't bother no more. It's not being sure. That's the trouble.
What?
I said, if I knew how she felt now I'm gone, well, I'd be able to rest easy, in me mind, like.
Would you? Would you really?
Yeah, you see, that's the trouble. I mean, it's not knowing, one way or the other.
But if you did know, wouldn't you want to go back there?
No, of course not. Oh, like it here.
Oh. Hello, what's this, then?
What?
Well, it's something in the personal column here, which is probably just coincidence.
What is?
Nothing.
Oh, go on.
It says, think kindly of us, Dad. We know we done wrong,
hey?
Ruby.
Hey?
Well, that's what it says.
Well, read it again, Albert.
Think kindly of us, Dad. We know we done wrong, Ruby. Of course, it might not be your Ruby.
Well, who else could it be?
Well, it must be other Ruby.
No, it stands to reason. It must be her. Well, fancy her putting an ad in the paper.
Well, that shows she's sorry, don't it?
And so she should be. Well.
And that's what you wanted, wasn't it?
Fancy that.
And now you can stop worrying and put her out of your mind like you said.
Yeah.
Good.
Though looking at it the other way, perhaps I ought to call round and let her know I've read it. Or rather, be you ready.
No, Fred.
Well, I mean, she might go on putting it in the paper. Now, that would cost her a lot of money.
But you said you'd let it drop if you knew.
Yes, but then I didn't know she put it in the paper, did I? No, I think I got to call round and let her know that I'm settled in and let her know that I've forgiven her.
But couldn't you write? Yes, that's it. You write and I'll post it for you. That's the best thing.
No, I'll call round in person.
Yeah, but what about, the weather? It could snow. I mean, you could catch a chill. I tell you what, I'll go.
That's very good of you, Albert. No, I think I'll go myself.
Oh, I shouldn't, Fred, honestly. I mean, leastways, not straight away. Give it a day or two. Perhaps you'll change your mind.
Well, I don't know.
Yes. You don't want to go making any hasty decisions. I mean, with the weather and another thing, it gets dark so early and all that traffic and everything. Well, I think you'd be better off just to let it drop.
Well, perhaps you're right.
I know I am, Fred.
Oh, sleep on it, Albert.
That's right. I'm sure you'll see it my way in the morning. Hang on, blooming clock. 7 o'clock, Fred. Fancy a cup of tea before you get up, eh? Fred? You in the bathroom?
Oh, dear. Fred, his coat's gone. Oh, dear Lord.
Give over, Ross, you.
Mum, he's brings me dinner money.
I haven't this morning.
Shut up, the pair of you.
Mum.
You don't shut up, you feel the back of my hand. Who the hell's that?
Give me my dinner money.
I haven't got it.
All right, I'm coming. It's time you two were off. You'll be late for school.
No, we won't.
Yes, you will if I say so. Now, don't let me find you here when I get back.
Hello, Ruby.
You?
Yeah.
You smash. I thought I told you two to clear off.
I thought I'd call round.
Oh. Decided to come back, have you? Sandra? Sandra!
What?
Don't you forget I want you home early. There's some shopping you can get.
Why is it always me?
Aren't you going to ask me to come in, then?
Oh, all right.
Who is it now?
It's none of your business. Now, go on, the pair of you.
Hello, Sandra. Hello, Troy.
Hello.
I got your room now.
Come on.
Hey, careful how you go.
And don't forget to come straight home, Sandra.
Well,
there's no tea in the pot, and I'm not stopping to make any fresh because I've got far too much to do.
Thought we could have a little talk.
Talk? I haven't got time to talk. Oh, look, take your rat off the table. I'm trying to clear up.
Sit down for a minute, Ruby.
You haven't changed, have you? You expect everybody to do your bidding just like that, don't you? To go off without so much as a word, then you turn up again when it suits you. You got no thought for anyone except yourself, have you?
I'm sorry if you was worried.
Worried? Flaming mad, that's what I was. So was Sid. It's a good job he's not in now, I'll tell you. I suppose now you've had your fun, you want to come back. Well, it might just not be convenient.
I wasn't thinking of coming back,
Ruby. It's time you learned the world doesn't revolve around you. Well, you're just going to sit there.
Eh?
If it's not too much trouble, you could help me dry up.
Oh, yes, all right. Oh, no, I wasn't thinking of coming back. Not to live, that is.
No,
I'm very happy where I am. Suits me very nicely, it does. See, we got a lot in common, me and Albert. Mutual interests and all that.
And who's Albert?
My friend, what I'm living with.
Friend? You ain't got any friends.
I have now, since I've been sharing this room with Albert.
Oh, sharing a room, eh? Oh, well, that explains it. And how much is he rooking you for rent? Plenty, I expect.
No, you got it wrong. See, with Albert, it's the company. He's been on his own a lot, and with me there, well, he's got to depend on me. I mean, it wouldn't be right, would it?
What have you come for, then? Here, look, if you think I'm doing your washing for you, you've got another thing coming.
Anyway, Albert sees to all that. He's very capable, you understand?
What you bother to come here for, then, if he's so marvellous? I'm surprised you can drag yourself away from him.
Oh, you funny woman, Ruby. You do a really nice thing like, well, the ad. And then when it's a matter of coming face to face, you behave just like you always did.
Oh, look, the cups don't live on the draining board. They go on the dresser.
I know we've never gone in for this sort of thing. Perhaps that's been our trouble. We've all hid our feelings too much. But it's silly to pretend, Ruby. Not after the ad.
What'd you say?
The ad. In the personal column, what you put in the paper. I thought it only right to come round and let you know that I'd seen it.
You going daft in your old age or something?
Oh, you can laugh, but that meant a lot to me, Ruby. Think kindly of us, Dad. We know we done wrong, Ruby.
Eh?
I could hardly believe me ears when he read it out.
Read what out?
Think kindly of us, Dad. We know we done wrong, Ruby.
And I'm supposed to have put that in the newspaper?
And I appreciate it.
I don't know what you take me for, Dave. I've got better things to do with my money than put daft advertisements in a paper.
But that's what he said. That's what he read out.
Who? Albert?
Yes, he read it right out to me.
Well, I don't know what his game is, but I'll tell you one thing. Your precious Albert's been having you on. Think kindly of us. We know we done wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, you wait till I tell Sid he'll kill himself.
Good morning, Albert.
He's gone out. Fred's gone out.
Oh, good. He spends far too much time sitting in that room.
I know where he's gone.
Oh, yeah?
He'd gone when I got up.
My, he must have been up early.
It's my fault. I shouldn't have done it.
Something wrong, Albert?
Like I said, Fred's gone out.
Oh, that's nothing to get upset about. You go out often enough.
But he's gone to see that Ruby.
His daughter? Oh, well, he can't come to any harm there, can he?
Well, it just shows what he takes you for, doesn't it?
I thought he was my friend.
Yes, well, perhaps that'll teach you. The grass is always greener on the other side of the fence, isn't it? Till you try it. Well, maybe now you'll realise how lucky you were here.
It don't make sense.
Always wanting your own way and putting us in the wrong if you didn't get it.
I was making out how friendly we were. Didn't lie to me like that. I don't understand.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen now. I've put Sandra in your room.
It just don't make sense.
I suppose she could move out, but I'd have to talk it over with Sid.
What?
You don't listen, do you? I say, if we have you back, and mark me, I only say if, I'm not putting up with any nonsense. I haven't got the time. And where do you think you're going to?
Out.
Look, don't think you're going to get out without seeing Sid. If you want to come back here, you'll have to face up to
Who said anything about coming back here?
Oh, and where else do you think you'll go? To the Ritz, maybe?
You wait. There's always one place that don't turn its back, particularly on the old.
And what's that supposed to mean?
You see, and then you'll be sorry.
Don't you take it out on me. It's not me that's been telling you lies. I've never treated you like your precious Albert, have I? Friend, eh? Just you ask yourself what sort of a friend would tell lies like that. Just you ask yourself.
Don't understand. I just don't understand.
Excuse me.
Hello, Dad. Can I help you?
Well, I don't know, Sergeant. I don't know.
What's up?
It's about my friend, Fred. Fred Bissett.
And what's he been up to?
He's gone.
Gone?
Yes. We share a room and he's gone.
I see. Well, you'd better tell me about it. How long's he been gone?
He went this morning.
Eh? Well, that's not long, is it?
Long enough.
And you don't know where he's gone?
Oh, yes, I do. Well, that's the trouble.
I see. Well, where has he gone?
To Ruby's.
To Ruby's, eh? And what's Ruby's?
His daughter, Ruby's. That's where he's gone.
I see. He's gone to see his daughter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And where does she live?
Monte Cassino Street.
Oh, in this area, then?
Yes.
Well, Dad, he's not likely to get lost going there, is he?
No.
So, strictly speaking, he's not what we call a missing person.
No, he's not missing. He's just gone.
Yes. Yes, well, what exactly do you want us to do?
Well, I don't know. See, it's when he leaves Ruby's. That's what I'm worried about.
Oh.
See, I don't know where he'll go then.
No. He's all right, is he?
All right?
He's,
Oh, Fred? Oh, don't talk daft.
I wondered, that's all. Well, Dad, as I see it, Mr. Bissett, who's in full possession of all his faculties, went out this morning to visit his daughter who lives in the neighbourhood.
Yes.
And I don't think you've any call to worry. After all, it's not what you'd call late now, is it?
Well, it is, and it isn't.
He's maybe stopped for a bit of dinner. Then perhaps he'll have 40 winks before he makes a move. They've probably got a lot to talk about.
No.
Hey, Dad, where are you going?
You don't understand.
I don't know. You get some funny ideas.
Albert, come in and shut that door. There's a draught blowing right through the old house.
No, there's no sign of him.
Oh, look, it won't do any good you standing there.
I don't think he'll come back.
Now, what makes you say that?
Well, it's so late, so dark.
Not really. Gets dark early now.
See, I know him. He's a proud man. Oh, I should never have done it. But I thought it was for the best.
Oh, yes, yes. Now, let me make you a nice cup of tea.
Be lonely again without him.
Now, don't talk like that, Albert. Of course he'll come back. Where else would he go? Where else would he find a friend like you? Stands to reason.
I don't know. What sort of a friend am I if he can't trust me?
And what sort of a friend is he if he can't see you did it for him? Oh, I'm not saying it was the wisest thing to do, Albert. But you meant well, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a daft thing to do.
Ooh, that sounded like the front door to me.
Mr. Fred? Bissett.
Evening, Mrs. Parker. Evening, Albert.
Oh, come along in. Oh,
thank you very much.
Hey, I'll go and make this cup of tea then.
What are you doing down here?
Sorry.
No. Oh, just wondering what you was doing down here, that's all.
Oh, Mrs. P was going to make me a cup of tea.
That's nice.
Yes. See, I was getting worried.
Oh?
Yes.
What for?
Well, it's getting late and that.
Now, call for that. Worrying, I mean.
I was getting worried what had happened to you.
Was you?
Yes. See, you've been gone such a long time.
Had I?
Yes.
I didn't realise. I've been looking round the shops. You know, you lose track of the time.
The shops?
Yes. Yes, that's what I've been doing.
Oh.
Yes, I got to thinking, you saying last night about me having a new pair of boots in a week or two. Well, I thought to myself, Albert needs new waistcoat before I need new boots. So I thought I'd have a look around and see what the choice is.
Oh. Is that what you've been doing?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you might have gone to see Ruby.
Ruby? Yes. No. Didn't go to see her. What do I want to do a thing like that for? No, like I said, if I could be sure what her true feelings were, I wouldn't bother no more. Well, now I know, don't I? Well, no, I've been looking around the shops. But I'm sorry if you was worried, Albert.
That's all right, Fred. I'm glad you're back.
So am I. It's a bit rippy out.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, you haven't been out yet to get the paper, have you?
Oh, no, I better get me skates on.
No, there's no call to. I got one on me way in. Save your turning out. I thought later, when we've had our tea, perhaps you'd care for a game of chess. How does that strike you?
Oh, well, I'd like that, Fred.
Good. Oh, by the way, I hope you don't mind, but I took the liberty of getting us some soft rose on the way home, for a bit of a change. I seem to remember you saying that you liked soft rose.
In Home and Away, by Dawn Pavitt and Terry Whale, Albert was played by Harold Caskett and Fred by Henry Stamper. Production was by Jerry Jones.